Four Democrats are seeking their party's nomination for the 13th District Congressional seat currently held by Republican Rodney Davis of Taylorville. This congressional race is Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan's first attempt to win public office. She's a development officer with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield. Londrigan has picked up two endorsements in the last week, the first from the Political Action Committee Emily's List, which seeks to elect female Democratic pro-choice candidates, and the second from U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, for whom Londrigan worked as a fundraiser from 2007 through 2009. I spoke with Londrigan about the 13th District race and why she decided to enter.
Well, you know, my tipping point was the day that I saw Rodney Davis celebrating on the White House lawn with Donald Trump and all of their cronies after passing the Trump Care bill in May. It just showed such disconnect to what people's lives are and how a medical emergency can devastate their lives. You know, my husband and I have three kids. And we almost lost our oldest son, Jack, 8 years ago to a random tick bite. And that ended our family in the pediatric intensive care unit for 21 days. I mean, it was terrifying. He was read last rites twice. And, you know, coming out of that experience and being able to take Jack home to begin a long recovery made some things very, very clear. Number one, if we didn't have good access to medical care, we would have lost our son. And if we didn't have good insurance, we would have gone bankrupt in 2009. And if they hadn't lifted the caps, we would be financially ruined now. And so that's real-life experience, and this is what families across our district and across our nation face. And it just shows a disconnect to what working families go through on a regular basis, particularly with a medical emergency. And in our district, you know, it would have cost jobs. I mean, we have a lot of jobs tied up in the healthcare industry in the 13th. Our rural hospitals would have closed. And to me, that is inexcusable to go to Washington and push for a bill that would devastate your district and then go out and celebrate. No excuse for it.
Betsy, as you look at current healthcare law in the United States, do you think the ACA can be improved upon? And if so, how would you go about doing that?
Well, you know, it's a step. And that's, I think, the way that we need to look at the ACA is a step. And right now it is, you know, we need to triage the ACA. Just fix it to the point where people aren't going to lose the protections and the insurance that they have. And then let's come together and look at how we move forward. There are a few things that we can do as a nation right now to help bring down our health care costs, such as make sure that we unleash the power of Medicare to negotiate for drug prices. You know, we can do that. And as far as what health care is going to look like, there are some great options out there. You know, right now, Senator Schatz from Hawaii has a great option out there. Chairman Lujan has always been a fan of a public option. Senator Kaine has some public option ideas. And, you know, I think we need to see what's out there and decide which is the best way to move forward. The ACA is a step on the path to making sure that every person has access to health care. And as long as we all believe that health care is a right and not a privilege, then we can take another step on the journey.
Any thoughts on a single-payer system, whether that be in the medium term or in the long term?
I think that might be something to look at down the road. What I want to do right now, though, is make sure that people maintain the protections and the insurance and the affordability of what they can have right now. And we do need to fix the ACA. It doesn't work for everybody. So let's fix it. Look at it as a first step, and let's move forward together.
We're talking just a little over 24 hours after the horrific shooting at a church in South Texas where more than 20 people lost their lives. Betsy, your thoughts on that situation in Texas and what we might be able to do, whether it's in terms of gun control legislation for mental health, whatever it might be to help prevent situations like this from happening in the future?
Well, it's another sad situation, and it's happening all too often in our nation. And, you know, one thing I think that that gun owners and non-gun owners can agree on is that we need universal background checks. And we need to know who has guns. And I think that's pretty good common sense agreed upon legislation. And, you know, right now we've got a congressman who's co-sponsoring House Bill, I think it's House Bill 38 about concealed carry reciprocity. And what that's going to do is that is going to bring Illinois down to the lowest common denominator for concealed carry. So, you know, Illinois has decided that we don't want guns in school zones. And if this bill is passed, then that means that Illinois, even though we have spoken out and been firm in what we stand for, we lose that privilege, and we lose the ability to monitor our own schools, because this bill will say, well, you know, if somebody has concealed carry in another state, then whatever their state is, they can have those same rules in Illinois. So it really lowers bar way too low.
One of the things being debated in Congress this week is new tax legislation that, among other things, would cut the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%. It would reduce the number of tax brackets and also eliminate some tax deductions from the system. What are your thoughts on the legislation being discussed this week? And assuming that you're not in favor of it as it stands right now, what are some ways that you would like to see the tax code reformed?
Well, you know, right now, with the tax reform, that the bill that we're looking at, it's horrible for middle class working families. It's terrible for Illinois. I mean, Illinois, it's a double whammy when we lose the ability to write off the state and local taxes. And, you know, what really gets me is that the write-offs that they are taking away, they're going after students who have taken out loans to go to school and have the ability right now to write off some of the interest on their student loans. Those are going away. So they're going after students. And, you know, and medical expenses. The people who are using the write-off for medical expenses are people who have somebody in their family or themselves who are chronically ill. And so a huge portion of their income has to go to simply pay for their medicine, their ongoing hospitalization, or their care at home. And now they're going to lose that, too. And what are they supposed to do?
That's Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, one of four Democrats seeking her party's nomination in the 13th Congressional District. The other Democrats in the race are U of I Professor Jonathan Ebel, Dr. David Gill of Bloomington, and Attorney Eric Jones of Edwardsville.